Good morning, you're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm in Denver at the Summer Carpet One show, and I'm with John Gilbert, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home. John, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. Good to talk to you again. Real good to see you're healthy, and look forward to spending some time with you.
Yeah, we talked on the phone a year ago, but the first time I've seen you in a while, so it is great to shake your hand. Let's talk, how's business with your members?
Business is real good, Kemp. As you know, we've really had a strong probably 9 months now after coming out of that March, April, May last year, which was a little rough, mostly because physically the stores were shut down and consumers didn't know what to do. That's changed pretty dramatically. I think fundamentally the consumers buying houses in the suburbs has turned out to be a godsend for us and a lot of momentum in the business. You know, high double-digit teens in terms of performance generally across the board. I know that's what you're hearing from the members and pretty close to the right number. We feel real good about where the business is.
So the theme of this meeting is ahead of the future. Talk about that.
Yeah, it's kind of a little bit of a play in words. It seemed like it's hard to do, get ahead of the future. But I think reality is that you know, what we're seeing from consumer behavior, not just in flooring but across the board from purchasing patterns, is they kind of jump 5 years into the future because of COVID. So all things digital, all kinds of virtual tools and techniques, consumers have taken advantage of all of them. I have a daughter who works at Wayfair. Their business has been booming now for a year. That's just an example of the kind of thing that's going on. What we're seeing is the consumers want less sort of friction in the transaction, easier purchase transactions, more digital tools. We introduced a new visualizer, for example, that had a big impact on our business. So we feel like the convention is about how to talk to our members about getting ahead of where the consumer already is.
Yeah, let's talk about the consumer for a second, because they don't necessarily want to just DIY. A lot of them still,
right.
They want you to do it for them, right?
No question. I think consumers have a lot of discretionary income right now. They want things done right. DIY flooring is kind of limited in what you can really do. So that doesn't seem to be an issue. I think what really, it's kind of the opposite, which is there's so much demand that both from a product supply standpoint and then also, as you know, from an installation standpoint, there's a lot of pressure in the system right now.
Back to the meeting real quick, the size of the group, your key initiatives, talk a little bit about that.
It's a big group. We brought all of the retail brands together into one convention. We were planning on doing that regardless of COVID, but now it just seems so natural because our members want to be together. So I think probably the biggest news of this convention is back together again. This is a co-op. Co-op has implications in terms of social connectivity between members. It's part of what we are. It's probably one of the strongest parts of what we are. Member helping member is sort of what this is all about, and member being with member. So it's unavoidable. One of the key themes this week is just getting back together again. I think on top of that, we'll introduce some initiatives. We've got a lot of big announcements. I'm going to hold my fire on those that will directly impact members' business for now and for the foreseeable future, maybe the next generation. So it's kind of a cool time to be in the position we're in. Business is really good, and yet at the same time, we've got some cool initiatives to talk about.
One of the big issues right now is around these price increases, and probably justifiably so. I mean, we've got transportation costs, we've got raw material prices, but it just seems like every other week there's a price increase. How are your members taking that?
It's tough. I mean, it's tough operationally. I think the members cognitively understand what's going on. This is classic economics at work. There's tremendous demand, consumer demand for what we do. That creates pressure on prices anyways. And then you put all the supply chain challenges and raw material challenges and containers aren't in the right place challenges, and that just exacerbates the problem. What it also does, though, is that, let's face it, members can right price their floor. You don't have to discount as much. We've pulled back on discounting. We don't need to be discounting. We've sort of put financing front and center. So I think our members are not happy about the physical act of repricing that floor and the constant change and swirl and turmoil, but it's not hard to understand what's going on. This is how economies are supposed to work. And so I think we're using it as a good moment to sort of get our pricing right and to have our members understand they don't have to give stuff away.
And what are your members doing about the fact that what they offer their consumer may be out of stock.
Well, I think the cool thing about fluorine, and I'm a newcomer to it, as you know, but there's a lot of valid replacements for products. So if you fall in love with a style or a look, chances are pretty good there's multiple ways to get that style or look. Doesn't mean we want customers to compromise, but I think what we're hearing from our better sales pros and our top members is that they're finding ways to switch demand to products they do have in stock. Not always, but a lot of the time. We are certainly seeing strength across the board in product lines, so soft surfaces has been strong, stronger probably than it has been in a long time. That may have to do with people moving to the suburbs and, you know, redoing bedrooms and stuff. Not totally sure about that. But we certainly have had some challenges around products. What's ironic is the product challenges seem to match up pretty well with the installation challenges. So it feels like, in general, we're able to make a commitment to customers that we can keep, although it's farther out than we normally would like.
All right. Most people know that when Carpet One was started many years ago, that it was really to help these independent retailers through a cooperative arrangement compete with the home centers that were thriving. Now we've got even more threats with, as you said, your daughter works for Wayfair, there's a threat there, but you've got Floor and Decor, and so it just seems like there's more and more big boxes out there. How are your members competing there?
Yeah, I think they're competing very effectively. I think in the last Catalina report, we gained a little bit of market share against those folks. I think overall, what we have to keep in mind is this is, despite all of the sort of virtual enhancements and digital enhancements we're making to this business, it's a high-touch business. I tell this to members, and I believe it with all my heart, that our reviews, Google reviews of 4.6 on average across the Carpet One system are money in the bank for us. One quick story, I had my floors done when I came on board to kind of go through the process as a consumer, and I left the store a 5-star review of my experience, and it was a 5-star. I got an email from Google about a month ago that said, you know, basically, congratulations, John, your review has been viewed 2,600 times. So when you think about the impact, and this was just regular old me, not any kind of flooring store credentials, nobody knew who I was, regular old store, nothing special other than it's a Carpet One dealer, and yet 2,600 views. So I feel like that kind of horsepower, it's very, very difficult for the big box stores to emulate that relationship-based. And, you know, you kind of see it. That, not that they have terrible reviews, they don't, but you kind of see it in their reviews. They do fall short on that sort of human touch, that making that connection primarily over the installation.
Well, maybe it's because everybody knows who John Gilbert is now.
The 2,600 people, I don't think they know me by name. They know me by my Google name. But, yeah, hopefully that created a few sales. I did go back to that store, and it's moved into a brand-new location. It looks terrific. And I hope maybe a little bit of help to it.
Well, last question. Highlights of this show, of this week here, speakers, products, what are you most excited about?
I think there's a couple things. So we talked about connecting. That has to be front and center. That's not really a topic, but it's just the zeitgeist of the event. I mean, we're all together for the first time, and that's going to overwhelm many of us. It'll be very emotional. We have Mike Rowe as a keynote speaker. Mike connects very well with our members. We knew he would, and we're hearing nothing but positive feedback. I think Mike's been a terrific draw from a membership standpoint to this convention. A lot of members are still concerned about traveling, and yet most have overcome those concerns. So that's a big hit for us. And then we have some, maybe 4 or 5 big announcements that, you know, over the week we'll reveal to members that are transformative in nature. So we've got an action-packed show, a lot more stuff than we typically have. The show floor is going to be fantastic.
All right, John, great to spend time with you. Again, been talking to John Gilbert, the president of Carpet One Floor and Home, and you must have Kempar at FloorDaily.net.